Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I understand it's an annual thing. I just don't know if it's something that I want to keep doing every year, you know?
Well, Phil, as long as George Bush continues his ill-fated enterprise in Iraq, and as long as millions and millions and millions of Iraqis are being murdered alive by Bush and his cronies, I will be doing my annual Christmas protest. And there really isn't anything you can do about it because I've already checked with David Hall and with the FCC on this. You ought to give me equal time, and that's all there is to it.
You could be a little less arrogant about it.
I'm sorry?
You could be a little less arrogant about it.
I could be a little late. Did you hear that, Rudy?
Yes, I heard it.
Is Rudy there?
Yes, he is, Rudy.
And still, I'm going to be a part of this protest because...
Because you believe that the war in Iraq is bad, too?
I'm not clear on the war in Iraq, but there's a great many women here who still are ill. And, you know, I'm giving this big Christmas special to Jim Tim Lingerie, so...
He's here promoting his business, Phil.
Oh, that's really... Well, there you go. That's some real philosophical... Well, I'll tell you, there's some real committed people there.
Boy, he's really jealous.
Why don't you, you know, just relax, Phil. Should I go or should you go?
Why don't you go ahead? I know the girls get a kick out of it.
Phil, I'm going to sing Deck the Halls with Halls of... Deck the Halls with...
Boughs of Holly.
With Boughs of Holly, yes. Rudy style, of course.
Oh, God, I love this.
Jesus.
Go, man. Go. Go, you Latin bastard.
You got a good butt on you, you know that.
Will you guys sing the song?
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Oh, God. God!
She loves it.
That's great.
Is the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Yeah, that gets him.
Oh, man. Get her to sing her stinking song.
Margaret, hey. Hey, bitch. Hey. She's out cold.
Well, all right. I guess...
Hey. Yeah, she's out cold.
All right, when she gets back, she wants to sing her song?
Yeah, she wants to sing her song? Do you want to sing your song, you cow?
No, 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 Rudy.
Do you want to sing your song, you despicable American cow? Do you want to sing? What is the song she wants to sing?
I thought it was Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
You want to sing it?
Huh?
She's out like a light. Come on, pick her up and put her in the back of the truck. Who cares about the turns? Let her roll around in the back.
All right, look, I'll get back to you guys when you're ready to go. Is that it?
She's laying in a puddle.
Okay, just...
I don't know what to do, Phil, but to all of the women out there...
All right, anyway, I'm sorry that went bad. You know, it's kind of didn't go the way it was supposed to go because she was supposed to sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, but when Rudy broke in to Deck the Halls, la 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 la, she went out cold. She just exploded with delight and went all out in a puddle. 1-800-449, too bad. We had the shock and awe standing by and everything. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, tomorrow night is our webcast. We'll tell you more about that coming up. We have a flashback by request. This evening we'll be talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills about the unusual time of year for restaurants. Not unusual in that they have a lot of business, but it's unusual in that you're putting on help to try to deal with the inflow of business, and yet at the same time dealing with the perplexities of being an employer. Apparently there was a sexual harassment claim at Ted's of Beverly Hills that he had to deal with by firing someone other than the perpetrator. The perpetrator being him, he let a busboy go. 1-800-449-8686 is our number, and our email is phs@philhendryshow.com. If you want to send us an email about anything you hear on the show, and if you want to, by the way, get your webcast backstage pass, you go to www.philhendryshow.com. And today I was out actually trying to get some bills paid. I didn't get to work till about an hour and a half ago. Usually I get to work, I try to get to work early, but the last few months, because of a severe bout of depression and an ever-increasing addiction to heroin, I've been coming to work a little bit later. And as such, you know, it's difficult. When you hit the traffic and then, of course, dealing with all the other things, such as shopping, or today I was stopping to try to get bills paid. And as I pulled into this parking lot to get some bills paid, and I have a little P.O. box that I go to. I get the bills out. I open them up. I look at them. Then we send them off to our business guy, and he actually cuts the checks. And then I sign them, and then I mail them. And it's, you know, part of life. I saw in front of me a Cadillac Escalade stopped dead in the middle of the parking lot. And this is a very narrow parking lot. And there was a large Coca-Cola truck, and it was stopped dead going the other way. And do you know how you sit there waiting, and you're not really sure why? It's just cars are just stopped, and you don't know why they're stopped, right? I remember one time I was with a friend of mine, and he got out of the car. He went all the way down to the front of this line of traffic with some dude who was waiting to do something asinine, like go across two double yellows. He said, what are you doing? I'm just trying to get across the street. There's 50 miles of traffic back here. So I said, well, I don't know what that cat's waiting for, but I ain't doing anything here. I got to go through. So I went around him. And as I'm going around a guy, hey! So the guy says, hey. Now, folks, in life, when you yell hey at a perfect stranger, do you understand that you don't really know what it is you're going to get? I'm not saying that. He's lucky he yelled hey at me. You understand? You just don't say hey to somebody you don't know. You don't know if the guy's going to turn around and take your throat out and it'll just lay it down on your dashboard before you even know what happened. Hey, you know, so I had my shades on because I was driving the Jag and I wanted to look also because my eyes were dilated and a little red, try to get the visine. So I went, yeah, I'm waiting. This is what he says. I'm waiting. I said to him, and I, forgive me, but I said, I don't give a S what you're waiting for. I'm going around you. And he goes, you're a blank blank. And I said, blank you. And he said, Merry Christmas. I said, you too, Father. And then I took off. And so that's kind of how you deal with these things in life. No, he took off, and then I went into the slot that he was waiting for. No, actually, he took off. I don't know what he was waiting for. See, what it turned out, I think what he was waiting for is a woman in an SUV who was going to make a left-hand turn into this slot. She wasn't moving. He wasn't moving. The big truck wasn't moving. Nobody was going anywhere. Now, you know, the guy could have said to me, hey, I'm waiting for her to turn or there's somebody backing out. I didn't see any of that going. So it's my philosophy that I no longer wait in lines like a dummy. And just, you know, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to go up and see, what am I waiting for here? Well, we're just stopped dead to see who gets pissed first. And I'm at the front. I thought I'd just do it for fun. Oh, really? Okay, well, I'm going to go around you. I thought I'd just stop dead cold here in this parking lot, get about 68 cars behind me lined up, get everybody just on the verge of homicide, and see, you know, how much kicks we can have. Really? Anything to do today? No, not really. I'm retired. You know, my wife died 3 years ago, and my kids don't talk to me, so this is what I do for giggles. I come out here, and I just stop it in the middle of a parking lot, and people come and go, what are you waiting for? Oh, you know, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that I'm handicapped. You know, I'll make up some bullcrap excuse, like I'm having a stroke or I got chest pains. And if they get really pissed, I'll open my car door, and I'll just fall out onto the pavement and go, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, it is. Sorry I can't join you, Ned, man. I'm going to go around you. I mean, I don't know. For me, it's, as I've said to you guys very, very, very many times, I'm done. I ain't playing a game no more. As Bill Murray said so eloquently in Groundhog Day, I'm not playing by their rules anymore. Ain't that the way you put it, bud?
No, he said, I'm not going to. Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't know what he said. You screwed it up.
All right. Coming up, we have our flashback by request, and Mark tells me they're all Christmas-themed this year, or this week, anyway. Last night, we heard about the smoldering baby Jesus, and tonight we'll have another Christmas-themed flashback. No? Tomorrow? What's tonight?
It's about a Bible.
It's about a Bible. Ain't that the Christmas? You know, it's kind of Christmas. It's sort of related. It's godlike. Speaking of that, watch who you say Merry Christmas around. Be sure you say Happy Hanukkah to the right people. Make sure you don't offend someone by saying Happy Kwanzaa and the guy's white. You know, don't say Merry Christmas to some cat who's an atheist. And if you're an atheist, try to, you know, say, yeah, nice seeing you. And let's not piss each other off this Christmas holiday. Okay? Oh, excuse me, this holiday season, whatever the hell holiday it is. And let's just keep Jesus out of this thing and keep Christ out of it and keep Christmas out of it and keep all that creepy crap out of it. And if I see anybody, and I mean anyone, even mention Jesus, someone's going to die. You can put a tree up, that's fine, just so long as you acknowledge the fact that while you have that tree up, there are also Jews, blacks, Muslims, Jains, Sikhs, Taoists, Confucianists, and all those other whacked out freaking bull haircuts out there that you got to acknowledge just to have a freaking Jesus in a stinking manger. God! What did you say? I said Merry Christmas. What's that supposed to mean? Ain't that what I'm supposed to... I don't want to be offended by that. How dare you? Well, you look like a Judeo-Christian Western white woman. Yes, I know. I was at one time when I was in captivity, but now I'm liberated. I believe in her. Who's her? The Mother Goddess. The Mother Goddess of the Earth. Oh, you're Wiccan. Excuse me. I'm a witch. Okay. Well, anyway, get your clothes off. Yes, certainly. $50? Yeah, here on the bedstand? Sure. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight on our show to talk about a secret Santa gift at an office party that backfired. A sexual harassment claim has been filed. We'll get the particulars, the information from Ted, the owner of one of the top steakhouses on the West Coast, Ted's of Beverly Hills, coming up at the top of the hour. It's time now for our by request flashback, and we're very happy to say that this actually appears as well on our Best of the Year 2005 CD, Are You For Real? This was requested by Jason, and he writes, Phil, I'd love to hear the bit where Steve Bozell is suing the Gideons for putting a Bible in his hotel room. He discovered on the night when he was going to be doing something new with his wife April sexually, and there was one caller who got to pray with Steve that prayed. Wait a minute, man. I can't read this, dude. He discovered that, anyway, this is all about Steve Bozell was going to do something with his wife, and then he realized there was a Bible in the nightstand, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't perform. And Jason is saying that there was a caller who got to pray with Steve. That prayer time was one of the funniest moments ever on your show and probably in my life. How sad. Jason. Very true, Jason. Well, not that it's funny, but you're sad. No, they're both true. It's funny and you're sad. Here it is.
I'd like to find out, how can the Bible in a hotel room be against any standard whatsoever? The Bible is there for those who want to read it when they want to read it. The Bible is not there to stop anyone. The Bible is not there to stop anyone from yes.
Okay.
The Bible is not there to stop anyone from being sexual in any way with your wife.
Are you kidding me?
Excuse me?
Are you kidding? You got to be joking.
No, I'm not joking.
Can I ask you seriously? Do you do comedy or? Because
Excuse me? Well,
look, the Bible. Am I right or am I wrong? Did God drop an A-bomb on a bunch of guys that were, you know, doing each other the wrong way?
Yes.
Okay.
You're talking about Sodom and Gomorrah.
I'm thinking about it with my wife, and I'm afraid it was an atomic bomb.
You're speaking about Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes.
That's number one.
Sodom and what?
Bible, you're also speaking about
Sodom and
the fact,
Gomorrah.
You're also speaking about the fact of the here that you have in the Bible. It states that we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You keep harping about the fact that the Bible should be removed from the hotel rooms. My question to you will be, if you sin, what are you supposed to do? If you sin, you said that you are a Christian.
Yes.
You said that you believe in God.
Yeah, but the Bible very clearly says you cannot go.
And the Bible also says that if you sin, that you need to fall on your knees and ask for forgiveness. And what you need to do...
Sir, why are you telling me you worship Allah? So you don't...
Where do you worship what?
Where are you getting that?
Don't you worship Allah?
No, I don't.
Alan?
No, I worship a God, a living God. That
where is that?
That died on the cross and rose again for my sins and for your sins.
The Bible says that Jesus died on the cross. You're right.
If I sin, I have the opportunity to go to him and ask for forgiveness. And that's what you need to do your conscience.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So you're telling me go ahead and do it.
No, I'm not telling you to go.
Have my wife go ahead and grab the bedpost and just grit her teeth.
If you know in your heart and you know that it's wrong in God's eye, why are you trying to commit a sin that you know that you're going
Because it was going to be a one-shot deal. It was going to be one time only. We were on vacation, big deal. And what happens? There's a babbo in the thing.
Okay.
And it tells all about Jesus dying on the cross, and
the
I'm
Bible,
sitting there.
The Bible is there. The Bible did not stop you. You know what stopped you? Your conscience stopped you. Your conscience let you know.
Aren't you supposed to be ringing a gong someplace? And
your conscience let you know that you were wrong. Not the Bible.
Well, the Babbo tells me.
And you came. You said you grew up in a Christian home. You know
I
what?
I grew up in a Christian home, but I'll tell
you. You came up in a Christian home, right?
What does the Babbo say?
Says,
the Babbo says.
The Bible says.
Yeah.
Train a child in the way that he should go.
Right.
That when he gets old, he will not depart from it. And that's what happened to you. What happened to you was that the word convict you. And that's what happened.
All I
the
wanted
word
to
convict
do.
You.
My wife said we could go ahead and go for it.
What you're trying to do right now. What you're trying to do right now is try to bring. So a lawsuit against somebody has nothing to do with your weakness. It's not your weak. It's not the hotel problem.
The
Babbo.
No, but are you
it's
telling me the
Babbo
didn't keep me from doing that? Go ahead. Tell me the Babbo didn't keep me from doing that. Because as I'm sitting there and I'm ready to go for it, okay? I got two big jars of Vaseline. And all of a sudden, I'm remembering Jesus died on the cross. What am I going to do about
it? You don't remember that, and you say that you are a Christian?
No, I don't. I don't remember it at all, and everybody
tells
me.
You don't remember that he's a Christian, that you're, and you say you're a Christian?
Wait a minute. I got to ask
what kind of Christian are you?
Hold on.
George,
hold on. I got to ask. You don't remember Jesus dying on the cross?
I have no recollection of it. No, sir.
You don't.
That's what the whole thing's about.
And that's, in other words, it's a Sunday morning Christian then.
Okay, but when did this supposedly take place?
But you're not a Christian. You're an atheist.
No, sir, I'm a Christian, but I'm
trying. No, you're not. You cannot be a Christian and say that you don't recall about Christ dying on the cross.
I'm just asking you, give me a date. Can you give me a date?
What do you mean, give you a date?
You know what the Bible talks about hypocrites? You know what the Bible talks? There's one sin that God does not forgive.
Yeah, and it's
that's
going back door in a hotel
one
room.
That
okay.
God does not forgive under any circumstances whatsoever. You need to get down on your knees and ask God for forgiveness.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so. I know so.
Will you pray with me? Will you pray with me, sir?
Of course I will pray with you.
God, please forgive me. I tried. April said
Father,
I could go
in the
ahead.
Name of Jesus,
I, could
I rebuke the spirit.
That I could
of wickedness, of deceitful that has come
and
over this body. God, I ask you to touch him from the crown of his
Why
head to the sole of
door?
His feet. Lord God, I ask
but
you
I look at
to
the Bible.
Move.
I look at the Bible.
Your Holy Ghost Spirit, touch him, Lord.
Told me I
touch him from the crown of his head
touch
to the
me.
Sole of his feet.
Touch
God,
right
I ask
here.
You, as he tried to mark you. Lord God,
touch.
I ask you just quiet him, Lord. Quiet him in the name of
I'm
Jesus.
Not
with the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, for your sins and for mine. God, I ask that you just touch him, Lord. Touch him. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you very much, sir. Can you say crisscross will make you jump?
Excuse me?
Hello?
Excuse me?
Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Steve, you there? I don't know what happened, but I've lost connection with him, sir.
Because Jesus has spoken. That's what has happened.
Seriously, I mean, the guy is gone.
That's what has happened. Jesus has spoken.
No, I'm here. I'm just kidding around.
I just want to end the hour with Shock and Awe. Flashback from the 2005 CD. Here's a little flashback for you. Iraq, 2003, April. That's Saddam's house going up right there. That's right. There goes Saddam's house. There goes his pool house. About that is proof positive the humanity of the American attack on Iraq, even as we were wasting, like, you know, all of Saddam's palaces. You can hear regular bus service is still going. You see, did you hear that bus pulling away? we're laying, I mean, we're just flattening this guy's houses, and some guy's going, is this the number 12 downtown? Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, hi.
Hi, Phil, how are you?
Good.
Really enjoy your program. Paulie, I've been listening for a long time, ever since you were on in Miami. We've been with you for a long time.
Thank you very much.
But I'm afraid I've got to point something out to you, and that is that when you first did your pilot for the television program Teachers, which you are going to be on this, is it coming out, you said, in the spring, right?
I believe after the Olympics, yes, sir, on NBC.
Okay. And congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
All right. But you said on your program at that time that you thought that the script was the stupidestest, or not the stupidestest, I'm nervous. It was the stupidest script you ever read.
No, I did not.
Oh, boy, yes, you did, because, and I know why.
I would never say that. I never.
Yes, you did, and I know why, because I remember I looked at my wife, and I said, boy, that's pretty strong words, because he's never said that about any pilot he's been on. And I remember you said it.
I didn't say that. I never said that. I always said that I liked Matt Tarsus' script.
Yes, you did.
What, are you going to cry?
I'm not going to cry, but I told my wife, got a bet with my wife, and she said to call you, and I said, I'll call him, because I believe Mr. Hendry is an honorable man, and you'll say that you said it. And I would ask you to be honorable and admit to it.
I'm not going to admit to something I didn't say. I never said the script was stupid. I might have said I didn't like my character, but I don't even think I said that.
You said it, and yeah, he said he did say it, honey.
Is that your wife?
Yes, it is. And no, I've got the phone. He said, yes, he did say.
You're lying to your wife, sir.
I have to lie to my wife because you're lying to me.
Well, look at the guy's bawling.
Well, what else am I going to do? Give me the phone. What do you think? Honey, he said, yes, he did say the script stunk. You owe me back door. Now,
get out of here.
No, wait a minute. You have to.
All right, now, you owe me back door. I win the bet. I never said any such thing.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not, Dickman. Don't butt in.
You did. I heard it.
When did I say that?
I don't know.
You don't know.
But I'm sure you did. It sounds like something you'd say, you douche.
Few people sent us some comments. Apparently, the Comb Over Boy website has a chat room or a message board center or some place where you can post your opinions about how, you know, how gay he looks. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, just things you think about a show. Anyway, some of our listeners have been just jamming that bulletin board. And one of the reasons is because we had a picture on our website of Combs, and the picture, I mean, talk about a picture where you're just asking for it. The picture had him all pink and cherubic with a big grin, almost as if he's standing up front handing out the program for Elton John's wedding. Just, hi, you know. And so we put the picture there, and with it, we didn't say who it was. We just said, gay, ? So some of our listeners got on the website. One of them logging on as Doug Danger of Orange County, California, who writes, listen, let's set the record straight. I don't care what Phil Hendry says about Comb Over Boy being gay. I know for a fact he isn't gay. He's bisexual. There's a big difference. I mean, I met him at a gay bar on Big Guy Night and was quite convinced when he bought me a drink and explained to me that he only sleeps with men to make sure he doesn't like it. And at the end of the night, as he was getting out of my back seat, he thanked me for helping him prove to himself that he still doesn't like it. What? Like I said, let's quit with the Tom is gay stuff. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Doug Danger. Francisco Dominguez of L.A. writes, hey, I just want to let everyone know that Tom does indeed have a generous, caring, and benevolent side. When I was 19 and down on my luck and homeless, walking on the streets of Hollywood, he picked me up every night and brought me back to his house, gave me a drink, and when I was too exhausted to get up, he'd undress me and give me a bath. Oh, get out of here. Here's another one here from Ted. Oh, Ted logged on. Ted Bell. Quote, your post is so dumb. Quit knocking on the man. Comb Over Boy has helped me do something I could never do. Through the support group we both attend, he helped me tell my wife that I'm gay. All right, enough of this. Harvey Weierman, like him or not, I am Comb Over Boy's counsel, and I'm informing any person here further descriptions of his personal life or causes for slander. What he does behind closed doors is his own life, not to be commented on. And he was acquitted of that domestic assault in 1992 in Boston. It's a moot point. Harvey Weierman. Very true, Harvey. And on and on and on it goes. Anyway, thanks so much for nothing, you guys. All that did was get me into a lot of heat. Oh, do you really want to have that picture on your website? Don't you think it's drawing attention to it? If anybody knows that guy on site and knows what, you know, that you'd put his kisser and the name Comb Over Boy together, then you must be a fan. All right, coming up, we do have Ted Bell. He's going to be talking about a surprise Santa gift that went awry, a surprise Santa gift at a gift exchange at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And again, tomorrow night is our webcast. I think it's our fourth or our fifth webcast of the last year. And to watch the webcast, you need a backstage pass. Go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com. By the way, when you go to the website, I'd like you to pick up our Best Of CD. It's our Best Of CD for 2005 called Are You For Real? There's a lot of stuff there. Two discs worth of material from our show over the last year. It's only $20, and all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. We don't take any dough. After production costs, it all goes to those guys. So when you're on the website, you go to the souvenir shop, please give a thought to purchasing our Best Of CD and benefiting my friend's place. Ted Bell coming up at the top of the hour, and we've got a little email to read here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
By the way, tomorrow night we are going to be performing on our program, on our webcast, A Christmas Carol. That's right. We are going to be performing A Christmas Carol, the Charles Dickens classic. And naturally, we will be doing it our way. You've heard A Christmas Carol done a number of ways. The first Christmas Carol that I was ever introduced to was the Mr. Magoo Christmas Carol. When I was a kid, they used to have that cartoon on every year. And Mr. Magoo was Scrooge. And it was cool. And then, you know, it was a bunch of other ones. But on the line with me is Harvey Weierman, attorney at law from retired San Marino, California. Harvey, good evening. I know that you will be performing as well, correct?
Yes, I'm, I don't know. I think they're going to have Bonafide as Scrooge, is my understanding. And,
we're going to get him on the line, will you?
What?
Get him on the line. Mm. Lloyd Bonafide, get him on the line, okay? Mm. Lloyd Bonafide, get him on the line.
Is that idiot?
Get him on. Yeah, it is. So, Harvey, do you know what you're going to be playing yet?
I don't know. I think I'm the ghost of some kind of a deal.
Lloyd, you there?
Yes, sir.
Lloyd Bonafide's here, Harvey.
Yeah, what do you say, Lloyd?
All right.
Lloyd, you'll be Scrooge tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's what they... the phone message that I got was they wanted me to be Ebenezer Scrooge. I don't know whether that's a commentary on my personality or what, but you know what? It's Christmas time, so who gives a sweet Jesus, you know?
Well, you know, and I'm Jewish, and I'm part of the whole thing, so, you know, that's the part that kills me. Yeah, but I'll be very happy to be a part of it.
And let's get R.C. on the line, too. Why didn't you line these calls up, man?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The people are going to be at a freaking Christmas Carol tomorrow night.
Who are you speaking with?
I'm talking to the jackass that... Is he there? R.C., you going to be on tomorrow night?
Yeah, on the Christmas Carol. Hold on for a minute. Is this the kid that was making those fag references to me?
No, that's another kid.
Well, it better not be. Who's this? This is Lloyd Bonafide. I'm a Korean War veteran. Yeah, I heard that. Oh, man.
Yeah, why don't you quit hitting that drum, okay? Everybody knows you're a Korean War veteran.
Hey, let me tell you what. I saw, you know, I had my feet, I was right up to my knees in it.
I was in the North Pacific against Japs, so try that, okay? Every time I hear you with your bull haircut commentaries.
I went up against a lot of bull haircuts.
I was up against Japs, okay? Saipan going up a cliff on ropes. What were you doing? Pulling it in the brig.
Pulling it in the brig, was I? Well,
all right, come on, will you?
Look at, see, these old people, and you want me to be who?
Tiny Tim.
Yeah, oh, that's great. So I'm walking around with a wonky leg, and these two old guys are pulling on each other.
Pulling on each other?
All right. Tomorrow night we'll do the Christmas Carol, right? Hello?
Screw it.
Hello?
The line must have gone dead.
Yeah, it went dead all right. In any event, that's tomorrow night on the Phil Hendry Show, and it'll be a part of our webcast as we do A Christmas Carol. Now, my understanding is we're going to be talking with Margaret and Frank Gray later on. She still wants to sing that lousy Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. I want to find out what's going on in the world of entertainment from Frank Gray, one of the great retired producers. When I say that, if you're a retired producer, be a good one. Stay the hell away from the business. No, I mean, anyway, we'll talk to him. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret, I just wanted to talk to Frank very, very briefly, okay?
He's right here. We're having a party, Phil.
I understand. I thought you were just out on the street singing your song with Rudy. Margaret?
Did you say something?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I thought you were out on the street singing with Rudy.
I was, but we're having a party right now. It's really got to get going, okay? Because of Paro. Amparo just absolutely butchered the mashed olives. I forget what it's called.
Mashed olives. I don't know.
Hello, young man.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Phil, I tell you what, if I was any better, I'd be certifiably guilty.
Well, how is everything?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been reading about the wedding between Elton John and David Furnish. He's a accomplished member of the entertainment business. And
now, okay, you're talking about, who are you talking about?
David Furnish.
Okay, get Margaret back on the line, will you?
Good Christ.
What?
You know how he gets genders confused and calls guys she?
Yes.
He just called David Furnish, the guy that Elton John married, a he. In other words, he got it right.
David Furnish is gay. Remember, he reverses it if they're gay.
Oh, okay. Get him back on.
Here.
What is your GD problem anyway? You're always wanting to talk to my wife. You got something for her?
For who?
My son.
I thought you were talking about your wife.
I am talking about my wife. Why do you want to talk about him?
Why do you think I got something for your son?
I don't know. You're always talking to her.
I never have talked to your son, ever.
All right. Thanks for covering me.
Anyway, Elton John and David Furnish, what about it?
Well, these two guys got married, and French Charles was there along with Camilla Parker Bowles. Boy, you ever seen a face on him? Enough to set you free.
Camilla Parker Bowles.
Oh, yeah. He's ugly as hell. Now, she isn't bad-looking. I mean, for a guy, Well, I shouldn't say that. She's pretty frightening, too. I think the both of them are just... But I talked to her. I was in England about 6 months ago, and I said, why don't you get your ears done or something? And she just looked at me like I was nuts. But I said, congratulations on your marriage to him, and she said, thank you very much.
Who were you talking to?
I was to Prince Charles.
Right, okay. So Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles were there. Who else?
Well, apparently Roy Williams and Charles and his partner Bob Charles is there. So he is a great guy. And
Bob Charles is gay?
That's right.
That's why you call him him?
Of course I call him him. He's gay.
And Roy Williams is a him?
Yeah, he's gay too. What's with you anyway?
All right, anyway, so who else was at the thing?
Well, Victoria Beckham, he was there, and George Michael, he was there. And
George Michael, he was there.
What is it that...
George Michael is gay.
You know, let me...
What's going on? He's very, very angry.
I don't understand what he's saying. Victoria Beckham, he was there. George Michael, he was there. Roy Williams, he was there. But Prince Charles, she was there.
Because the other ones are fags. I don't mean to say fag. I'm very liberal.
Now, look, if you give the phone back over to him one more time...
Yeah, him, huh? Talking about your son?
No, my wife. You were coming on to my son. Remember you were talking about her?
No, I wasn't.
Anyway, I was talking to Peter Satchel, and he's a great guy. He works with Outrage.
Gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Peter Satchel was telling me that, you know, it's funny. If you go to, for instance, I can tell you this. When Victoria Beckham married the soccer player, Beckham, remember when he married him?
Him? Aha. You just screwed up.
What?
You said Victoria Beckham, who's a chick, you called her a him. I mean, you called him him, but then you said the guy that he married is a him, too.
Yeah, he's queer.
The guy that Victoria Beckham married, the soccer player Beckham, is queer.
That's my understanding. That's what Prince Charles told me, and he ought to know. dun, dun, dun.
We'll be, I mean, we won't be right back. We may never be back. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Are you two done?
Yes.
Oh, hang the God. Hang this GD phone up.
Okay, coming up, we have Ted Bell from Ted's, and that's what he told me. Who, Prince Charles? Yeah.
Enough to drive you, make you fall in a heap, ain't it?
You got that right, bud.
Stumbling, muttering.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show coming up is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on a Secret Santa gift exchange that went awry at his place of business. We'll find out what happened. And don't forget the webcast tomorrow night. Begins at 7 o'clock Pacific. Go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com, to get all the particulars on how you can do that. You got to get a backstage pass, but that backstage pass, man, well, it just gets everything. You know, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. And don't forget, this spring, the NBC television show Teachers, starring Justin Bartha, Sarah Alexander, Matt Winston, Dion Richmond, Khalid Rocha. I want to get everybody listed. Sarah Shahi and me will be on the air, hopefully, for more than a couple of episodes. Hopefully, somebody at NBC will look at it and say, yeah, we can keep that on because we don't have anything else in the can. So this we could stretch this through the summer, can't we? We only have six. Well, cut them up, make them 12.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.